Oh, man, I need a beer.
Now let's all get drunk and play ping pong.
Darling, you got to let me know. Welcome to Big Foamy Head, the McKellar Beer Show.
And we've got five Danish, Denmarkian McKellar beers that we're going to be drinking. Rick has two, we have three. And on this end, we've got a pale ale, an IPA, and a barley wine. And what have you got, Rick?
I've got a Jackie Brown and a collaborative brew called Struce McKellar, which apparently was brewed for Rate Beer.
Brewed for them. Well, yeah. That was awful nice of them. And the them, as it turns out, is just a him. I've got some background on McKellar. As we mentioned, they're Danish brewers. It says, the story of McKellar is the story of two homebrewers that in a few years went from hobby brewing in the kitchen to national and international recognition. At present, the McKellar alone, Mikkel Borg Bjergso, perhaps.
Good for you.
I'm not sure.
You sounded just like a Danish person.
Thank you. That's the Swedish, not the Danes, but close. You can tell the difference by looking at them. Which, since the summer of 2007, has run McKellar One Man. Now, obviously, this is translated from Danish to English. Mikkel is a gypsy brewer. He rents into breweries and brews both in Denmark, around Europe, and the United States. So according to this, there is no McKellar Brewery. He goes and rents space. It says their success is due to the brewer's focus on the making of beer, where quality always comes before quantity. Simply said, uncompromising beer, where the border of alcohol, hops, and bitterness does not exist. I don't know what that means, but it sounded pretty profound.
Yeah, it sounds like he was on the ball. You know, when you rent space in a brewery, and how many different breweries does he use?
Well, that's a good question. And on ours, we know that of the three beers, we've got two different breweries involved. And, Rick, I don't know if you – it says on the sides of some of the bottles where it was brewed. So our beer that we're kicking off with is called the All Others Pale, brewed at something. It looks like Auerbach. I'm going to guess this means brewery, B-R-Y-G-G-E-R-I. Auerbach Brewery in Auerbach, Denmark. All Others Pale, as in All Others Pale by comparison, is our cheeky take, cheeky monkey, on an American tradition, but naturally with a Danish touch. I believe they put a little bit of Danish ham in this.
You said ham.
Yeah. It's a well-balanced, light-bodied thirst quencher, perfect after a hard day's work or on hot summer days, but loads of fresh green hops and a subtle malty background makes this pale ale the refreshing choice year-round. And, Rick, we're just getting into ours. It's got a little bit of haze. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a ambery golden color, and the head is very sticky because we got fresh, clean glasses, and this head is just gripping, and it's kind of rocky-like, and got a good flavor. This is 6% alcohol, so it's low-volume alcohol, too. What do you think?
I like it. It's got a little bit of hoppy aftertaste, but not bad. I mean, it's I'd buy it. I'd drink it again, for
sure. It's supposed to be like an everyday drinker.
What is it kind of? It reminds me of something, though. I mean, it's something.
You know what it reminds me of? Just a touch. It's like a lighter version of Avery IPA. Because it's got a lot of hop mouth for a pale ale. It says here on the ingredients, water. Usually don't find that listed. Malt. Are Maris Otter Pale, regular pale, Munich, Kara Pils, and Kara Munich, flaked oats, for that's that body there. Hops are Simcoe, Centennial, Amarillo, and Nugget, and just an ale yeast. Mm-hmm. So this is a nice little, for a pale ale, that's a pretty good little mix, isn't it?
Kind of reminds me of that Dale's Pale Ale I've been drinking from Oscar Blues.
Okay. And Rick, really have you...
I'm familiar with that one. So, the Jackie Brown was brewed in the same place.
It's that sweet Jackie Brown?
The little slash through the O and the A-E concatenated character.
Whatever that means.
Good fun there. Jackie Brown lives up to the promise that a brown ale makes, a nice brown color, a lasting foamy head, and the characteristic toasted malt taste, which almost ends like chocolate on your tongue. And it, of course, wouldn't be a McKellar if it wasn't well hopped.
They like, here, they like
the green gold makes the dark ales surprisingly refreshing and easy to drink.
So
it's a 6%.
It's a brown, but it's a brown ale. Now, how hopped is it? Because this one's got some that kind of grassy aftertaste. This pale ale.
It's a pretty bitter. It's got a lot of bittering hops. I wouldn't say it's got a lot of fresh hops to it, but yeah. It's definitely got a lot of bittering hops, and it's got a lot of roast to it.
Roast.
I don't know if you guys can see the webcam. It has about a
1-inch
fluffy tan head to it, and it's persistent. It's not going anywhere. It's like you can swirl it in your glass, and the little head stays put.
Yeah, that's on ours. You can see it ringing from when we first poured it. Yeah, it's definitely they've got I don't know what it is that makes them cling like that. I think the purity of the ingredients, whatever. So you know, ours says it's good after a hard day's work, and Mike had him a hard day of shopping.
Yeah, and this is going down mighty well.
And you know what I did today?
Even after our Terrorize that we drank earlier.
Yeah, that's right. Our warm up beer, Left Hand / Terrapin Terrorized. We started off with my hard day's work was cleaning out the swimming pool and closing it for the season.
Oh, I thought you were going swimming.
No, what guy? I was
time
a little
to open that puppy.
I was a little tardy closing the pool, and the temperature went up to 70 today. And there are women running around in shorts at the mall, right?
Amen, brother.
What I heard. But I'm in there closing the pool, and even though it was 70 degrees outside, the water did not know this. And I'm like reaching down in there, like getting hypothermia and stuff. It's like, okay, yeah, it is December.
It is still December.
It doesn't matter. But anyway, so hey, you know what, Rick? We have to say a shout out and thank you to your buddy Chipper Dave.
That's right. We did the full reading of 'Twas the Night Before Brewing last show. And we posted that as a separate listening thing. But we did forget to credit the guy who actually wrote it, and that's Chipper Dave Butler from the Northern Colorado Beer Examiner. And he's commented on our site before, and he also links to us. And I've visited his site frequently, and it's a great little website. So please go check the Northern Colorado Beer Examiner.
Is that just that.com?
Do a Google on it. It'll come up.
Google Northern Colorado Beer Examiner.
Wow. Right. How do you get that job?
I've spent quite a bit of time on it, actually. It's a well done.
So our beer's going down good. How's it, Jackie Brown, going down
It's going
for
down
you?
Very well. It's nice and roasty. I found some more stuff on the website that apparently isn't appropriate for print on the label. It said, had it been Quentin Tarantino's heroine, Jackie Brown, she would probably have said, shut your raggedy ass up. And that would have been that.
So, they couldn't put that on the label?
I don't think so.
Yeah, is this a female or a male Jackie Brown?
This is the female.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. The ingredients are water, malt, pale Munich carapils, crystal, brown and chocolate, flaked oats, hops, Nugget, Simcoe, and Centennial, and ale yeast.
Well, see, that's almost the same thing as this, except mine uses Amarillo, and it doesn't have any of the darker roast hops.
Well, it's good that he's using some American hops. That means some of our hops are going across the ocean, right?
Yeah. He's Amarillo. Using a – yeah, it's like a – all, isn't it? Simcoe, Centennial, Amarillo, and Nugget? Aren't those all U.S.?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And there you go, America. And he's naming it after Jackie Brown. So apparently there is no hatred of Americans, at least in his little part of Denmark, right? Unlike the rest of the world, hates our ass. Don't be a hater.
Don't hate the player.
We can't.
No, they love us again. Didn't you hear?
No. Are we back in favor?
Of course.
Okay, good. I mean, you can only hate us for so long.
It's all got to do with the dollar. Hey, speaking of McKellar, let's talk about this beer. They just put out a press release on the website, and it's the beer is being brewed. It's a collaboration between Alesmith, McKellar, and Stone. It's a Belgian triple. Sounds very, very tasty. Hope we get our hands on one of those. Any of you listeners out there that might get one, send it to us, right?
All right. Yeah, right. Right away, because we appreciate it.
Or just drink it and tell us you liked it.
Yeah. You know, that's something we haven't really had, and anybody is free to do that. If you drink a good beer, hey, you know, and you got your handy tape recorder there, send it in. I'd like to hear about it. All right, so what do you
– good write up on beer porn.
Yeah, that's right. Beerporn.blogspot.com. Got to check it out. It's getting a lot of attention these days. And I got a guy that I want to play for you that he's getting a lot of attention, even though he's been around doing this for quite a while. His very interesting fellow. His name's James Hunter. And this is from his semi-new album, The Hard Way.
Somewhere I heard you want me back to stay.
So that was James Hunter, white guy.
Good guy.
English.
Good tunes.
Not a black guy from Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke-ish sounding R&B.
I like it.
And speaking of music, Rick has reminded us for multiple times now, we forgot the beer and music pairing. So, Rick.
Oh, bless my grits.
Yo, Jackie Brown, what could possibly go with that?
I'm going to pair it with James Brown, It's a Man's World.
This is a man's world, but it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
I'm going to go with, on my McKellar All Others Pale, I'm going to go with Procol Harum, A Watershed of Faith.
We skip the life and dangle. Turns cartwheels across the floor.
Okay, good stuff. Good choice. The obvious choice, but I'm going to go a little left of center with the because it had a numbing effect with all these nice hops. And I'm going with Num Num Juice from Al Capone right here.
You would.
Right here.
Pass me the California broccoli. Let me hit it once or twice. You ain't got to be watching me. Niggas already know. It don't take that much for me. Damn, this shit's some troll. Got me fucked up automatically.
You are part of the problem.
Part of the problem. That's me. Because if you can't be part of the solution, by God, cause the problem.
Well,
okay, so we're on to our next.
At least have it.
And speaking of num-num juice, what's next up?
No, more numbing. More numbing, in fact. Rick has a
really nice blend here. It's called Struce McKellar, and apparently it was brewed for ratebeer.com. It's a collaboration brew. So its ingredients are water, malts, hops, candy sugar, yeast, and spices. It's 11.2 fluid ounces and 9% alcohol by volume. Struce McKellar is a distinguished double IPA at 130 IBUs. This is slightly hazy, amber-colored ale, pours with a nice creamy, yellowish, and off-white head. The aroma is packed with hops, fine spices, and the best of candy sugars. The taste is very generous, elegant, and to our taste, perfectly in balance. On the, some word I can't read, you can notice touches of grapefruit, other hints of citrus, spices, smooth sugars, and tons of hops. This unique ale has a long, lingering aftertaste and offers the best of two worlds. But that's what Struce McKellar is all about.
Sorry. So was that extremely long description close?
Oh, yeah. It's very good. I'm sorry.
It's dead on the money.
And Rick sums it up. Yep, that's a good beer.
Yeah, that shit tastes good.
It's got some supreme chunkage at the bottom. So I'm not getting a ton of bitterness. I mean, it's certainly not 130 IBUs, but more of the candy sugar. And we were talking about where these things were brewed. This one was brewed at Deca Services, Wolsten, Lettren, Belgium. So,
and what's the significance of that joint?
Well, we know that Vlederen is one of the Abbey ales, and one of the ones that we haven't had. I've been trying to find it. I think it's West Vlederen 12.
Yeah.
So hopefully at some point in time we'll have access to that.
Okay, and we are drinking the lesser child of the IPA family, the Stateside IPA. Description, please. Take your time. We got all day.
We'll go with the love of American microbrews as the inspiration behind this one. It's an IPA brew with a generous amount of aromatic American hops.
American.
Which provides a significant freshness and bitterness. And as before, it has a lot of citrus notes. I think we all agreed that there was some citrus notes. The taste sensations are nicely balanced with the sweetness from a caramelized malt.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I favor the citrus, but ingredients, please.
Well, I have to have that piece of paper.
That would be water.
Water. Yay, water.
Water. I love water.
Some malt, a Pilsner Munich, and Karamunic. Is that right?
Close enough.
Yeah. I can dig it.
Flaked oats, hops, the Chinook Cascade, and everyone's favorite Amarillo.
We like the Amarillo.
Yeah.
And a nail yeast.
But the Cascade's what makes that.
Very
that,
good.
That's
a very good beer.
It is a good beer.
I like it a lot better than the.
Where was that brewed?
This one was brewed at the Orbach Bryggeri, which is Danish for. Brewery.
Yeah.
It looks like briggery. Orbach, and I'm saying Orbach. I have no idea. O with a little slash, the A and the E smashed together.
See.
Orbach, Denmark. And, yeah, good stuff. So only 7% alcohol. So you'd think with the amount of screw-ups we're doing, these would be much higher alcohol beer.
Yeah, you would think.
But yet they aren't. Yeah. All right, so
I like that one a lot better than the All Others Pale, don't you?
Yeah, I do too. The All Others Pale was okay so far. This one is.
I don't think you had the All Others Pale, did you?
So then you definitely like this better.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Yes, I do.
Brother Bruce has joined us in the studio here, and so that was him. That wasn't me or Mike.
And Brother Bruce is not a reverend, by the way. Oh, there you go. Bruce Scottish Ale.
Oh, he's cool. Wearing his beer shirt, named after himself.
Yes.
So, so beer pairings then for these. Should we get into beer pairings? Or do you have anything else on the agenda?
Well, we were going to talk about, while we were offline, we were talking about people going to Belgium to take the brewery tours. We have some audio from Scott Jackson, who's part of my Croc Homebrew Club, and he did the Christmas beer presentation again this year. We did this last year. People might remember it, but if you don't, well, certainly go back and listen to that show. But we have some audio from our Croc party.
Let's play some, shall we?
I'm talking about beer. Shut up!
Hey, that sounded really good. That was some good damn audio.
All right.
So, anyway, if you want to hear the rest of that audio, please click the link on the show description, and it's about 15 minutes and a pretty good listen, I think.
It's riveting.
My ears were bleeding.
That's right. Oh, man. I think Mickelson or McKellar.
Mickelson.
Sorry. I was thinking of Jack Mickelson, world-renowned Danish movie star.
I thought he was a Danish brewer.
That, too. He's a brewer and a movie star. The McKellar beer, they must put something in it because we're all getting tongue-tied and addled. Yeah. That's pathetic.
Are you getting verklempt yet, though? That's the key.
I'm getting a little damp, but that's because I had that alcohol abuse incident where I poured beer down my crotch. Okay, so beer pairing. This has got a little bite to it. And, Rick, yours should have had an ass load of bite.
It did. It was mostly sweet. It's very well balanced. I think it's perfect, actually. But I'm going to go with the beer music pairing of Led Zeppelin's Dazed and Confused.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
Dazed and Confused. Okay, good. All right, Mike, what pops into your head?
Man, I'm really struggling with this one.
Well, while you dawdle,
why don't you go ahead?
I'm thinking this actually was something I was drinking. I think, man, this is good. This is like too good. And then just this series of synapses firing and thinking about Rick's favorite girl. So I hate myself for loving you.
Not bad.
Okay.
I'm thinking Bruce Springsteen, Statesboro Blues on this one.
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
He did Statesboro Blues?
Statesboro
Blues.
That's
Allman Brothers.
Wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low. Wake up, mama.
He did a cover?
I think so.
You're just making
I'm just
up.
Making it up. For Bob...
Bob Seger's version.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Is he related to Bob Dylan? Okay. I rolled over the microphone cord. I pinned Bruce's head to the floor. He may not be. All right, Bruce, you got a beer and music pairing? You got anything?
No, this is
he sucked in.
No,
you got to step
just
up.
My head off. No, I'll catch
this is the kind
front.
Of kidding only two brothers can do.
Hey, okay. Man.
I didn't know. I backed over the microphone cord. I was like repeatedly slamming his head against the table. I didn't notice.
I was laughing again.
Okay, so what'd you say, Mike? Bob Dylan?
Yeah, going with I'm going to go with the old geezer.
Okay, enough of this. We're going to try and compose ourselves. This is a kind of interesting song. This is Death Letter Blues, old song done by White Stripes.
morning, the break of day, just hugging the pillows where she used to lay.
That was a White Stripes, kind of different take on.
I love that sound.
Classic blues song.
Isn't that just a couple of guys or three guys or
a full band?
Oh, it is.
No, it's only two. White Stripes. Do you think of Raconteurs?
True.
Yeah.
No, White Stripes is
him and his
former wife.
Former wife.
He plays drums.
His current ex-wife.
Yes. And a couple other guys.
Yeah.
So it isn't two guys, it's one guy, one girl.
No, it's one in this particular. Actually, this is from their 2000 album Distill, okay. Which of course we're partial just because of the name. And so that's when he's real into the blues and stuff like that and heavily influenced. And he's kind of an interesting guy.
I like it. Good sound.
So it's good. And so we're on to an interesting beer. And Rick's out of McKellar beers, but we got one more. And this one is called Big Worse, brewed at Proof Brewery in Belgium. So this was the Danish went to the Belgies and brewed his beer. Big Worse is the long-awaited big brother of the Small Test Brew. Big Bad Barley Wine. The idea behind Big Worse is still to make a simple yet heavy barley wine, just like its smaller brother. But this time, both the alcohol. Yes.
But Alcifer.
That's
had
how you
beers.
Say alcohol in Danish. Alcohol. And bitterness has been pumped up. Big Worse is both thick and sweet and is the perfect beer for desserts. Mike, you got a death grip on that thing. Is it coming loose?
I'm waiting on you.
Oh, okay. We're timed out. Okay. Enjoy it now or keep it for many years. Best store dark and at cellar temperature. Fire that mother up. There it is. And this thing is made with the patented McKellar ingredient water, malt, Pils and Cara Munich. Now, this ought to be kind of interesting. It's a Pils malt in here. Candy sugar, hops, is Nugget, Cascade, and Centennial, and ale yeast. So pretty straightforward, right? 12% alcohol, and this is a smaller bottle, and I'm going to try not to pour it down my pants again. got the little barley wine smell going.
Ooh, I got the alcohol smell.
It's very aromatic.
That barley wine, you can...
And Rick, what are you drinking?
Well, I decided to pull a random bottle out of my fridge, and it's completely unlabeled, no indication at all what it is. It's just a brown bottle with a silver cap, and apparently it's a mead. It's got a nice cherry color. It's no effervescence.
Maybe
a little bit of a cider smell to it.
I thought it has a small mouse in there. Hold it back up again.
I think it's just a shadow. It looks like a small mouse in there.
What is that?
That's Rick's face behind the jar.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Good old mouse face.
It's kind of like that Prego spaghetti. Put your face against the jar. It's in there.
It was kind of creepy looking. We don't know what's coming out of these bottles at Rick's place.
It did look like a small mouse. What does that smell mouse taste like?
Is it mouse-alicious? It's mouse-alicious.
Good.
Well, Skype is kicking Rick's ass. We can't eat. Usually we don't let him get a word edgewise. Now the technology's taking up the slack.
Now Skype is helping us.
All right. I don't know what to say. There's no small mouse.
Okay. So it's not a mouse-based mead. It's just a regular mead.
Right.
Okay.
It's just
good.
It looks pretty.
It's not a gweeze.
No. All right, so squeeze my gweeze. Yeah. How is it? How is your mead?
It's very good. I wasn't ready for it. I mean, I thought I was getting some kind of random beer, but got a mead, so you never know. Luck of the draw.
Well, you know, that's kind of in line with what we're drinking here, because we're having the barley wine, and and our slogan is all barley wine all the time, right?
Love it.
And this is kind of winey tasting. It's kind of thick. It is thick, and it's a sipper. You ain't got to slug this down at all.
12%.
Yeah. And it's got the so looking at what they use, though.
Water,
yeah. I know. They're out there, man. They're using the crazy ingredients, water. But Pils and Kara Munich. I've never seen a Pils malt used in something that's a thicker. But Pils and Kara Munich, that's it. That's the two malts. The candy sugar for the extra alcohol and the hops. Nugget, Cascade, and Centennial, nothing to write home about. But the end result is a pretty classic barley wine style. And it's tasty. It's thick. It's definitely thick. They don't have the grain bill on here, but at 12%, you know, they had to be jacking it up a little bit.
Yeah, so. For sure. Well, it's got a great aroma, too, when you put your nose in the glass.
Yep. I'm afraid to now. I keep pouring it down my pants. Apparently.
I got a song for mine.
Okay.
Tupelo Honey.
She's as sweet as Tupelo Honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet. She's as sweet as Tupelo Honey. Just like honey, baby, from the dew.
Come on.
I'm going with Thurgood, Bad to the Bone.
Okay. Bruce, got anything?
Actually, I was going to use Thurgood.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
Quite tasty.
Okay, well, because this is kind of wine and because Rick's drinking kind of wine, I was reminded of the loving ballad by Jerry Lee Lewis, Wine Spody Ody Drinking Wine.
Down in the water, I hear a thing about a whole of them will get the dinner drinking that wine. But drinking is a myth, a bit of a lie. But when they get drunk, well, they sing all night. Drinking wine, Spody Ody drinking wine. Wine, Spody Ody drinking wine. Wine, Spody Ody drinking wine. Hey, that's bottle to me. They make it,
I a tender little song. Ballad. Hey, Rick, I don't know what it is, but apparently we have failed. And now, I want you to think about this. It's been 2 years. Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive.
Still alive, man.
He's still kicking.
We put the monster stink eye on him this year, man.
I know.
And he's still kicking.
He has cheated death and us for 2 years. Yeah.
But I thought he was going to get it at the music fest last year with all the fights and all the crap going on.
Yeah, but he seemed better, though. He seemed more alive than the year prior to that. So, but there's been enough people dying, I guess, to go around.
Sure.
This year. But remember, you remember a few shows, a number of shows back, that weird kind of almost trifecta that we had. Okay, who? Bernie Mac died, and then 2 days later, Isaac Hayes.
Yeah,
and then Samuel L. Jackson ran and hid because he didn't want to be the third one. And that movie came out.
But the one we thought was going to be the next one was going to be Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, because of his car wreck. His bad car wreck. Yeah, he came close. But that movie came out. Remember, we were talking about the three of them were in a movie. Soul Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. That came and went in a heartbeat. Yeah. I don't know, what was it, like 2 weekends or something? It was like gone out of here. It tanked.
Yeah.
So, but it's
that was the number three of the trifecta, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. Well, Sam's doing good.
Yeah.
He dodged that bullet. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who hit it. But, yeah, Morgan Freeman has been laying low ever since.
Yeah, he's been kind of quiet. Isn't he?
I guess he got his divorce, right? He was doing that.
I think it's in the process still.
I think it still is.
All right, so, I guess we're just segueing right into class and culture. We talk about the theaters. Maybe we can get some of them poetry.
Maybe we can get a little poetry out of Rick the Roman.
Yeah, let's do a little beer haiku from Beer Haiku Daily. This is written by Dave Undis. Good old Dave. Seasonal. Seasonal beers make Christmas and New Year's parties even more festive. Beer haiku.
Okay. That was kind of like a statement haiku.
It sounded more like a statement.
It was pretty straight to the point, but I agree with that. And you know what? I'm glad you said that. That was a good haiku because that's very true. We had some Christmas beers here on Christmas Day. And,
yes, we did.
It didn't hurt. It didn't suck at all to come down here. I had some Gooden Carolus beers, and we had a Delirium Noel.
Oh, good beer.
Rick, what did you get for your Christmas beer?
The Gooden Carolus was the favorite at the Crock Party. So,
oh, yeah.
When you listen to the audio,
yeah,
you'll hear that.
Okay.
Because we do a vote at the end.
Okay.
And what was the Beer Examiner address?
Northwest
it's on the website.
Universal Beer Colorado Examiner.
Northern Colorado Beer Examiner or something.
.com. No, it's
.us.
It's on the website. Go there and click it. And thanks to Chipper Dave for writing in. And that was a great poem that you did. And if you didn't listen to it, go back because I put a lot of hard work in that elf voice. That's a lot of helium. I got to suck that stuff down. And it probably does permanent damage. A
lot of brain
but
damage.
It's what I do for you, the listener.
A lot of Dane Bramage there.
That's right.
Well said.
So my pal Steve Barziza at Southwestern Distributing hooked me up very nicely on the Christmas beers. Mm. Very nice. And we're all gazing lovingly at the remains that are in the case. And we've had an awful lot of good beers and more coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got all kinds of stuff.
Speaking of websites that we were talking about, how about Beer Safari?
BeerSafari.com. And the video. If you hadn't seen the Christmas video, you got to go. We watched a little bit of it.
Yes, we did.
Christmas. And yeah.
Featuring Big Foamy Head.
That's right. Kicking it off. The very first person you see is Rick.
So, he gets kind of foamy toward the end.
Yeah, it does.
With a lump of coal.
And a little violent upheaval.
Hey, I talked to my dad over the weekend and Christmas, and he said...
your annual Christmas talk with your father?
He goes, I hear that Santa
Claus...
Did
he tell you about the birds and the bees, Mike?
No, that was many, many moons ago.
Did he explain how all that worked out?
Yeah, he said, don't drink the water. He said about the Santa, you know, always puts coal in the stockings, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the bad kids. Well, this year, he's putting... GE stock instead of lumps of coal because the lumps of coals are worth more.
That's right. I was going to say, there's a lot of stock options out there these days. They ain't worth shit.
I've got a lot of them.
Yeah, I bet you do. But speaking of worthless, we need to talk about some of our friends. And not just those in the room. Okay, I was showing this to Rick. I got two bottles of Rogue Dead Guy that we need to say thanks to friend of show, guest of show, not often enough, Dave Brown.
Amen.
Our neighbor down the street. He brought me back two bottles of Rogue Dead Guy. Wasn't that nice?
Thank you, Dave Brown.
That was very nice.
Not the weatherman, Dave Brown.
No. Well, that's only the local audiences
know that.
But also,
wait up.
Also,
the guy in Colorado knows Dave Brown.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. One guy in Colorado. Yeah. That would be Rick Hagerbomber.
Yes.
But he also brought back two other things. He brought back some pictures of a German pub where he's been doing a lot of international routes. Dave flies for FedEx. And took some pictures of a German beer pub. And he took some great shots. I'm going to post them on the site. So hopefully they'll be up as well. So we got a lot of linkage on the sites you need to check on. But he also brought me back the Reichsgebot Purity Ordinance of 1516, all printed out.
Wow.
Valid since the 23rd of April, 1516.
Wow.
It's the law. And on the back of it is Chickie's number, Jella, who was the bartender at the bar, and Dave was talking us up. So we've got to call her and Skype her in, and she wants to give us the update on the beer scene live from Germany.
If you call her right now, it'd be about midnight.
Yeah, well, we're going to save her for another show here when we get Dave over. He's now doing hard time in the Philippines and China and flying back and forth there. So thanks to Dave. And who you got, Rick? The what? Oh, God, he's lapsed into German now.
No,
he speaks German.
Okay. Yeah, I think Jella, or I assume it's Jella, Jelica Stanisavalt.
Yeah, that's close enough. The government work.
I'm trying to read that.
I'm sorry. That doesn't look German to me.
I believe that's German for Swedish. Smith.
Yes.
I know it doesn't. Why. It doesn't. That's when I read it. Stanislavjevic. Maybe. Who knows? We're going to get her to say it's jella1406@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Gave her email out to everybody.
can you get your
all three of our listeners?
Yeah, that's right. All three. Hell, man. We doubled our audience. There's at least six out there. And you know who one of them is? Your neighbor,
Christy Johnson.
That's right. She has single-handedly kept up our numbers week to week. That's right. If it wasn't for her, we'd have been
down to two.
We'd been in the negative digits.
Yeah.
There are people calling back saying, please remove this listening experience.
Beer Safari is about to revoke our license.
I know they are. So, and we do need to remind everybody, go to beersafari.com. It's Jungle of Beer out there. All kinds of good beer cast.
And some
there.
Of them that suck.
That's right. And it's definitely this one right here. Because we are so weak on this show. We'll make it up to you, I promise.
Yeah, maybe about three or four shows down the road.
Okay, so we're winding out. Rick, anything to add?
One promotional item. I'm going to the Big Beers, Barley Wines, and Belgian Festival in Vail, Colorado. And I have a media pass, and hopefully I'll be doing some podcasting from there. So if you have an opportunity, go.
All right. Okay, I got it. I'm done. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back and see us.
Goodbye.
My ship came in and she sunk it. I was the toast of the town and she died.